Good morning, everyone. It's terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's September 3rd. The year is 2024. My name is Peggy, and this is Oh My Angels here on OneTrueRadio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I would love to have you join me in the private chat room in the Facebook. So if you go to OneTrueRadio.com, scroll to the very top of the page and to the left, you'll see where the word chat. Just click on that, and we'll get you invited into the chat room. If you can post any questions that you want your angels to answer today, and the second half of the show, we'll get to that, and we'll do the readings then. Again, for first-time listeners, I talked the first half of the show on whatever subject matter or situation the angels were having me talk about, and the second half of the show after the break, I'll answer any questions that you have for your angels. We'll try to get you some answers for you. So also, for those of you who don't know me, besides hosting the show here, I'm an advisor at Once You Listen, where I am available almost every day. I also have my new website. It's ohmyangels.com. So ohmyangels.com, where you'll find a list of my monthly angel scopes. In fact, September's was just put up. So I hope you'll check those out and give me any feedback that you have for them. I'd appreciate it because this is something new I'm being led to do. So I'd appreciate that. Also, what's new on my website is there's a tab called, I think it's called OneTrue Radio On Demand. And so you can click on that and then that'll take you directly over to the radio shows that we have posted. And so today, after today's show, when I get it downloaded and everything, that'll show up probably either late this afternoon or tomorrow morning. So again, that's another easy way that you can find it besides going to OneTrueRadio.com and looking on the left-hand side, look for the words on demand, and then you can find me that way as well. Okay, today's show is kind of interesting because of everything that's going on right now in the world and the, I think the anxiety and the fear and the frustration with the elections coming up. So I'm being guided to talk about the power of our words. And I know I have a tendency to forget how important words can be sometimes. Sometimes just stuff comes out of my mouth and I'm like, ugh, I wish I hadn't said that, right? So again, I don't think most of us really take into consideration how much power we do have when we use not only the spoken word, but the written word as well. And if you think about it, through history, war has been started because of words. Marriages start with commitment of words. Books are written. Lives are changed forever by words that we have heard, that are spoken, are written to us or by us. And that's pretty heavy duty when you think about it. Look at all the conversations and the words you speak just in a 24-hour period. Would you take some of them back if you could? And how many times do you take that breath and think about the words that you're going to say before you say them? In this day and age where social media has taken over everything, we post something, and that one moment that we said something that we maybe shouldn't have, it can be all over the internet within minutes or within seconds, depending on who you are, right? And so the moment that you were hoping for a moment of joy, or maybe you were having a moment of sadness or anger or pain, without thought of who's going to read this and how they're going to take it. Now, that's been a really big lesson for me. I've always been a reactionary type person. You know, when I was little, it was like open mouth, insert foot. You know, thank God I've grown up from that pretty much. I mean, I still have my moments. But you have to think before you speak. You know, like in an interview, if you're going into an interview today or tomorrow, when they go to ask you a question, instead of panicking and let that fear come in, just take that deep breath and center yourself, ground yourself, and then speak. I mean, so many times we just blurt out whatever's there, right? And that's okay for me if I'm doing a reading for somebody, because I just, whatever comes through to me from the angels, I'm just going to tell you exactly what it is, even though it doesn't make any sense to me. But if I'm talking to people at work or a group of friends, or you're out in public somewhere, you know, sometimes you just really need to think before those words come out of your mouth. You know, we all have that one song that has touched us and was so powerful that's brought us to tears, right? For me, the words and the hearing of Amazing Grace does it to me every single time. And since 9/11, our national anthem, of course, there's more, but those two have hit me the hardest. And it's because those words hit my soul. And to this day, Amazing Grace, even talking about it, I get tears, I well up, because the emotion, the words were so powerful, they touched my soul. And again, since 9/11, because I love our country. But to this day, since 9/11, when I hear the national anthem, I'm in tears. You know, and it's true, we live in a free country right now and are able to express ourselves with words. There's a lot of countries that you're unable to do that. And if you did do that and was against whatever the government said, you know, you could go to jail. So I ask you, when is the last time you truly took the time to think first before you made a post or you speak or write about anything? Did you check with yourself? Did you ask, is this the truth? Will this hurt someone? Does it really need to be said? Or by sharing, can you help someone? And I did this, pardon me, in writing this for today, getting the subject matter, what had happened just as early as Monday, I saw a post from someone that I know quite well. And when I read their post, because I do know them, I knew exactly where they were coming from. But had I not known them, their words were very hurtful. And it made me sad. And it made me think that, you know, how many other people are looking at this post and thinking what I just thought, the images that came to mind, and the people being left out of their comments, the people that would be hurt by their comments. And it really shook me up. I mean, there's a lot of times I see memes or whatever, and I think they're funny or whatever, and I'll post them. I'll say, here's your laugh for today. And to me, most of them are funny. But sometimes in reflection, I think, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I've been known to go back and take it down. But we get so caught up in posting something that we think's funny or that we like or we support. And that's good. Don't get me wrong. But maybe we need to take that extra 30 seconds or the extra minute or two to think about, how is this going to affect everybody? How's it going to affect people? And there's times that no matter how it might affect somebody, you still feel strongly enough about your point of view or the injustice that you're seeing or whatever that you post it. You know, none of us are perfect, and we all have our right to our opinion and to be able to say something about that, right? But just because you see a post that hurts you or you don't like it, you don't have to say something on Facebook or Instagram or whatever one that you're using. You don't have to say anything at all. And what I had to do with my friend's post is I just had to bless it and let it go. You know, because I took it a certain way and it hurt me, but at the same time, it's not my post to acknowledge or do anything about. I mean, this person knows how I feel. We have different points of view, which we're all entitled to, but I'm not going to engage in that post, and I'm not going to engage into an argument or more hurt feelings or whatever. You have to just release it and let it go and pray for the highest good for everyone that reads it. You know, because we're all different. I was raised with the old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And if you really think about this, it is so true. But it's also really easy to forget. You know, again, I'm asking today and moving forward to test ourselves, to take that extra minute every single day to ensure that what comes out of your mouth or what you write or what you post is truly what you wanted to express. You know, as a parent and as a grandparent, our words are even more important from the standpoint we can shape our kids' lives and our grandkids' lives by their self-esteem. You need to encourage them. Are any of us perfect with it? No, I was definitely not a perfect mom. I did my best with the circumstances I was given. But I always told my son how much I loved him, and I always encouraged him in anything he wanted to try. You know, my granddaughter's working with 2 and 3 year olds right now. And talk about pure souls. I mean, she's loving it. I mean, has she already had her ups and downs? And yes, she has. But she's learning so much. And how important it is on how we talk with our kids and how we interact with them. You know, but if we can teach our kids at a young age, when they win, sure, it's okay to celebrate, but they can do it without putting others down. Instead, they can help lift up the kids who maybe didn't win that day. But maybe they played the game exceptionally well, even though their team didn't win. But if we teach our children at a young age to watch their words, and yes, you have every right to celebrate and be happy, but you don't want to do it to the point that you're making somebody else feel even worse than what they already do. You know, we can set the example by watching the words we speak or write, and by sharing more positive words with others. Let's face it though, we all live in the real world, and some days it can be really good and some days not so good. And we all have struggles that we have to overcome. And Jay and I were just laughing about the fact, you know, with the diamond, to get a diamond, it has to go through a lot of struggles and pressure, right? And I was laughingly saying, you know, why do they say diamonds are a girl's best friend? Because, you know, they come into the diamond form because of all the pressure. Well, there's days, I mean, you know, why can't we just have like a year off, you know, or even a couple of months where we don't have to learn the life lessons. We can just kind of absorb the ones we've already got and kind of hang there for 6 months or so. But that's not the way it works. In the real world, we all get hurt or angry, or we have a bad day. But it's how we move through it or how we express it to others that seems to have the biggest impact on our individual lives and our relationships. You know, sometimes we can be going through something so deep and so hurtful that somebody totally out of the loop comes up and says something to you or does something, and that's like the tip of the iceberg. That did it for you. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you're saying all these words and pouring out all the anger to this individual who did nothing but say, maybe boo, you know, trying to be funny. So you need to think about it. Before those words start spewing out, you need to think about your words. You need to think about your audience. You know, if you're really ticked off with Tom, but yet it's Sue that comes up to you, don't spew that out on Sue while you're mad at Tom about. You get what I'm saying? For me, I've been told I'm too positive, I'm too cheerful, that I just need to knock it off. You know, that's not real life. Well, maybe that's what I'm trying to manifest. Maybe I'm trying to manifest that everybody has joy in their life every single day. That's my dream of heaven, if you will. And yeah, I'm human and I have bad days and, you know, I get grumpy and I snap at people and stuff like that, but I still try every single day. That's why I post every single day. I post something positive. You know, and I'm trying to manifest that. Some days I'm really great with it, and other days I struggle to maintain that positive attitude. But I still try every single day. I try to be better today than what I was yesterday. But every time, you know, when I was younger, before I started all this positive stuff, it seemed like no matter what I did, I would express words about myself in negative terms. Right? I'm not good enough. You know, I'm overweight. I'm over this. I'm did that. Blah, blah, blah. I would find everything wrong I could possibly find, and that's how I would describe myself. Well, you know, negative attracts negative. Again, words change that. And when I started working more with the angels as an adult and with Reiki energy, you know that you have to have that positive energy to work with that. At least for me, I did. You know, they say that, you know, you are what you eat, but you're most definitely what you say. So you need to talk nice about yourself. You know, I went and I talked about this, I think on the last show or the one before, there was an exercise I tried. It made a huge difference. I started looking at myself in the mirror every morning and saying, I love you. And of course, I'd roll my eyes, I'd look down, I'd look whatever. You cannot look yourself in the mirror every day and say, I love you, and have it not affect you. See, I didn't get told that a lot when I was little. So I'm having to heal that little girl that didn't have anybody there for her. But I'm there for her now. You see what I'm saying? And I was kind of slumped over every day. You know, I love you. By the end of the month, I was standing tall and staring at myself eye to eye, and I felt the love. So again, not only are we what we eat, but we are what we say. You know, the I am statements are the most powerful affirmations you can have. When you say them, you raise your vibration to what you're wanting in life. Again, the power of words. You know, I had one mantra for a while: I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise in all areas of my life. I covered all my bases, right? But you start saying it, and you know, or whatever I am statement you want to use, and if you get in the habit of saying it, you're hearing it. When you use your own words and your own voice and you hear it, your ears hear it, your inner self hears it, and you walk differently, you talk differently, and you start acting differently. You don't stress about the little things so much. And if you think about the words you use by asking yourself first, again, did you check with yourself? If what you're saying, is this the truth? Again, will this hurt someone? Does it really need to be said? Or by sharing these words, can you help someone? You know, it only takes 30 seconds to say it. You think it. Then say whatever it is, you know, if you feel so compelled to complete it, then say what you have to. You know, the whole purpose of today's topic is just to get you to start consciously thinking about what you're actually putting out into the world by the words you use and your intention behind them. I truly, truly believe that our words help create our world, our reality. And it's with this thought, it reminded me of what golfers say. I don't know if any of you guys are golfers. I've watched the game and I've hung around with people who are golfers. golfers say, you know, when they say something or do something that they take a shot they don't like, they want a mulligan. And what that means, it's a do-over, right? So the one thing that's been shown to me over and over again is that a lesson will keep repeating over and over and over again until you have learned it. So if you want the mulligan in your life each day, wake up knowing you can create a better you, a better day, a better situation, by not only the words you speak, but the actions behind the words. Now that's hard. I mean, I know this, I understand this, and I would say 80% of my life, I'm really good at this. The other 20%, I'm still a work in progress. You know, like I've spoken about before, we always have one or two people that no matter what they do, what they say, they just know exactly which buttons to push. And I think the lesson, at least for me in this, is that even though they push in the buttons, the words I need to play in my head is, don't let them, you know, turn that button off where they can't push it. Or if they go to push it, there's no reaction to it. And then just go about my business. You know, there are times when you see an injustice being done or said, you see somebody being bullied, that if you're like me, you feel like you have to step up and you have to say something. And because we do live in a free country and you can say pretty much what you want to say, take that opportunity when someone is pushing those buttons or when you see these injustices being done, that you say your words in a manner that will help heal, not encourage hate or fear. You see what I'm saying? It's not easy. It's a real challenge at times. Especially for someone like me, because I'm very compassionate. I care about people, but I'm on the flip side. I will not tolerate people disrespecting me, or trying to use me, or talking bad about me, and I will stand up for myself. But I've learned that when I'm doing or being put into a situation like that, it's very, very helpful to take a moment and to think about it and think about what I want to say. And also to think, do I really want to, is this the time and place to stand up for this? Is this the time or place to really say something? Or would maybe another time or another situation be better to address the situation? You know, it's not always good to address a situation like that when there's a crowd, when there's a bunch of people. You know, pick your time and your place. But again, then ask yourself those questions. Is this the truth? Does this really need to be said? And especially, does this really need to be said at this time? Is what I'm getting ready to say, is this going to hurt somebody? Or is this going to help somebody? Most everyone I know has somebody in their life who's been given the diagnosis of a potentially fatal disease. And we all know those who have made deals with God, their higher power. They've just given a chance to have a do-over or a mulligan that they would do things differently. Now, some people get their mulligan because it's a miracle or their life path, or it just is. And most people then hold true to their mulligan or to their deal. And they take action to change whatever they perceived when faced with the possibility that their human life was ending. You know, the day I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I got pissed. I was angry. I was in shock, first of all, and then I got angry. And a lot of that, the anger had come from fear. Like, oh my God, does this mean my life's ending? You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? You know, what about, you know, my granddaughter? What about my son? You know, all these things just, they just flood your mind. You just can't even think. It's just so overwhelming to think that you're getting a diagnosis that could end your life. And of course, I'm saying, come on, God, this can't be. This, you know, I'm not going out this way. In fact, I got really mad and I said, I don't have my happily ever after yet, and I'm not going out until I get it. So you better figure that out pretty quick, you know. And which, you know, I can laugh about now, but at the time I was serious. I'm thinking, dang, I can't believe I've gone through all this crap. And have learned all this information and have this connection with angels and other people. And this is how I'm going to go out. No, this is not acceptable to me. So I stopped playing and saying the words in my head, this is going to kill me. And I just kept affirming, this is not going to take my life. I am not dying of breast cancer. It's not happening. And I do think that the power of those words and that manifestation, it's that came true. You know, I engaged a lot of people on different groups and stuff to add me to their prayer groups. Again, the power of words. Power of words and faith. So you have to, again, think about the words that you're saying and you're speaking, even to yourself. You know, what are you drawing to you? And again, there's some of us that, you know, our life path isn't to die of breast cancer. It's to die of something else because we're not getting out of here body-wise, you know. The body's going to die sooner or later, right? But for me, it wasn't my time. It wasn't meant to be. But I think a lot of that, I think I helped draw the good energy to me. I think I helped, I had a lot of people praying for me. And again, I've always believed in the power of prayer. And what are prayers made up of? Right? Words. I'm sorry, my phone's acting weird. So, know that when you're talking about something, or if you get a diagnosis, or somebody says something that's mean or hateful or whatever, how you react and what you draw to yourself with these words is what you're going to get. So hold on one second here. My computer. Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. I'm so sorry about that. Let me get back on track here. Anyhow, when someone's been given a diagnosis and they bring in the power of prayer, they start living their life with the things that they feel that are truly important to them in the first place. You know, I really changed after I got diagnosed with cancer and the fact that I don't tolerate BS anymore. I don't have time for it. I'm not into the drama and all the, you know, I can't take drama. I just can't. So, and again, I think that's what cancer does to most people. We're done with the old, we want the new. You know, we want what's important. You know, cut through the chase. Tell me the truth, you know. If you don't really care for me and you don't want to be friends, then don't. Be done with it. You know, if you've done something to hurt somebody else, you go about apologizing. You try to make things right. But again, it's done with words. The power of words is just so, it's amazing, really, when you think about it. We have the power to change our whole situation. You know, anything going on with the power of words. So use them wisely. If you're living each day in gratitude, even on those days that aren't so pleasant, there's something to be thankful for. You know, we all have good days and bad days, and on the bad ones, use your words to bring something good in. Think positive. Because if you can bring that positivity out of it, it raises your vibration and attracts what you're wanting in your life. So think about it. Do you need to have a mulligan in your life today? Take the time, breathe before you speak. Okay, you guys, it's time for break. Take a short break, and then when we come back, I'll get into the chat room and see if anyone's got questions in there they want some answers for. So we'll be back in about 5.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy here on 12radio.com. You're listening to Oh My Angels. Today's show has been about the power of words. I hope you found it interesting or enlightening. I'm going to jump into the Facebook chat room and see if we've got any questions in here. Remember, you can post it if you want to answer from your angels. Post a question in there. I'll be more than happy to see what we can get for you. And as I was talking about the power of words, too, Yogi was trying to get my attention. And you guys all know he rules the roost around here. So the power of words of telling him he needed to get down, he was not appreciating that. Okay, let's see what we've got in here. Let's put all comments. Okay, so Anisha is in the house. Hey, girl, glad you're here. Appreciate you showing up. Tara Elizabeth Holowaddy, is that easy your name? She says, good morning. Welcome. Anisha says, people seem to forget the intention of how words are used. Words purposely used to hurt are not acceptable. Not easy, but it's up to us on how we act and react to words. Oh, I agree. I think the responsibility is not only on the speaker, but also on the listeners. You know, one of the things that I tell people when they call about relationship issues or whatever, one of the greatest tools ever is when someone says something to you that really hurts your feeling or pisses you off, is to ask them, this is how I took what you just said, was that your intent? Because intention is 99.9% of the reason people argue. Is because we feel instantly we go on the defensive. And 9 out of 10 of us will go, oh, heck no, that's not what I meant. I meant XYZ. And by doing that, the person doesn't feel like they have to go on the defensive. They're like, oh, okay, that's not how I took it. Thanks for explaining. Now you've gotten yourself out of an argument that never needed to take place. But the intention needed to be made clear. And sometimes when you're explaining something and it doesn't make sense, even to you when you're saying it, you can say, you know what, this is not coming out right. Here's what I mean. Again, what are the intent behind the words that you're getting ready to speak? Is it something positive? Is it going to help somebody? Is it mean? Is it going to hurt somebody? You know, ask yourselves these questions before you get into these dialogues with other people. Crowley says, Grand Rising, Peggy, Jay, and 1-2 Family, New Moon Blessings. Well, right back at you, girl. Appreciate you showing up here. You're always here, and I do appreciate you. Yeah, the moon's been the full moon we had last week, and then Mercury going back direct, and I don't know about you guys, but the last 7 to 10 days, energetically, has just been, it's been crazy. You know, it's been a lot of highs and a lot of lows and a lot of in-between. And for me, it's just been taking the time to breathe through it. Some days I'm doing really, really well with it. Other days, not so much, you know. But give yourself a break. I mean, we're not perfect. We're not here to be perfect. You know, and I think, again, that's where your words to yourself need to be powerful. They need to be strong and they need to be positive. You know, I was having kind of a down the dumps day the other day, and I had to sit there and tell myself, oh, this is ridiculous. You have nothing in the world to be down about right now. You know, my health is going good. I'm exercising. You know, I'm on a healthy road for the time being, and I hope to stay there. But, you know, I ate something I wasn't going to eat, you know. And instead of beating myself up, I said, you know what, so what? There's always tomorrow. Just do better tomorrow. And I think that's all any of us can do. It's like, you know what? All right, so I messed up today. So just do better later today or do better tomorrow. Get up with the intention every day that you're going to be a better person today than what you were yesterday. But you need to talk to yourself as well. Tell yourself again, try the mirror trick. Get in front of that mirror and tell yourself how much you're loved. And how good you are. And how kind you are. And how compassionate you are. whatever area of your life that you feel like you're lacking in, start telling yourself how good you are in that area. You know, fake it until you make it, the old saying, right? But again, those words, you yourself, your consciousness and subconscious hear the words that you're saying. That's why they talk about the power of manifestation. It's words, it's actions. You know, you want better, then you need to act better or say better, speak better. Draw that energy to you that you want. And the best, easiest, fastest way to do that is to speak it. You know, so if there's a particular area of your life that's just been really rough, like work, or just say your home, say, you know, maybe your spouse or significant other is feeling the change of the energy and it's affecting them one way. You're feeling the energy of the moon and the planets and all that, and it's affecting you a different way. Then maybe you guys need to let each other know, hey, you know what? Maybe the next couple of days we just need to really pay attention to what we're really saying to each other and what we're saying to ourselves. You know, it's hard to get up in the morning and say, oh, today's going to be a really crappy day because of blah, 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 blah. And then to turn that around. So start your day with, you know what? Today's going to be an interesting day. I've got this and this planned or that. You know, don't put any judgments on it. Just make it a positive thing. Look what I get to go do today. Look who I get to see today. You know, look at the wonderful learning opportunities that are ahead of me for today. However you want to phrase it. Again, but use your words. You know, we tell kids all the time, you know, inside voice and outside voice, right? Use that inside voice to speak positive. You know, it's just as easy to say something nice about yourself as it is to say something not so nice about yourself. And it's crazy the way that we're made up, where it's so much easier for us to believe the negative than it is to believe the positive about ourselves. Now, we have no problem whatsoever thinking the positive about somebody else. But when we turn it on ourselves, not so much. So what I'm challenging you with is to switch that, change that up. You know, find something positive to say about yourself and about the day. And at the end of the day, the same thing. Say something positive about what happened during the day today. You know, maybe somebody said something to you and it really hurt your feelings. So you could transform that and say, you know what? So-and-so said this to me and it really hurt my feelings, but thank God they told me that because it really made me look at the situation again and gave me an ideas on how I can improve. So now you've taken the negative out of the conversation and you've made a positive out of it. And a lot of people say, well, that's just, you know, you blow smoke or whatever. They just say it's too positive all the time. Well, I don't know about you guys, but with the election getting closer and all the negativity out there and the news reports and the war and, you know, kids senselessly dying, you know, it's hard to stay positive. So if there's anything I can look at and put a positive spin on it, then I'm going to. Because that's how I deal with it. That doesn't make me better than you. It's just how I deal with it. And by saying those words out loud to myself, of course, I talk to Yogi a lot too. By saying them out loud, I hear them. I take them in. So I'm trying to put more and more positive words in my vocabulary. And there's some days it's a real struggle because I've been upset by what someone's posted or the news report or whatever. It's hard. But, you know, life isn't easy. But we chose to be here. We need to make the best of it. Johnny's saying, would love a card. I didn't bring any decks with me to pull from today, but I can, let's see. You're wanting it about career or moving ahead in a personal relationship. Oh. Okay, the first thing I'm getting with career, it feels like there's some definite changes coming up. And it feels like you'll get that sorted out, what those changes are, by the first of the year. Feels like there's a lot of moving and switching with that. So I think you'll have more clarity by the 1st of October. But again, I think by the end of the year, you'll have a game plan of what you want to do. But it feels positive, feels upbeat, and it definitely feels like financially it's going to improve. Again, that feels like that's all coming up the first part of by the first part of the year. But you'll see some of the changes coming up right around October 1st. So let's see here. Hold on. In a personal relationship, I wish you typed in eight persons. Can you type in, Joni, do you have time to type in a person that you're asking about, just their first name? Are you comfortable with that? Because I feel like there's two relationships around you, and I don't know which one you want me to speak about. So I do feel like one relationship, it feels like it's dissipating, that it's coming to a close. Like you both have learned from each other what you've needed to learn, and it's time to move on. And I do feel like another relationship, there's been some maybe comments said that has been painful, but I do feel like that will bring more clear understanding of where you guys, how you really feel and what you want to do moving forward. And that feels like it's going to be okay. But I think you're going to have some hard conversations here shortly. I'm refreshing to see, Joni, if you put a name in there. Let's see here. Maybe my internet's not working as fast as it should. Let's see here. Okay, Joni, I hope that helped. I'm not seeing any other comments of name or anything, so that's the best I can do with that. But again, I'm showing me two different relationships around you, so that are in question right now. And one feels like it's going to take some clear, hard words on both your parts, but I feel like it's going to be okay. And I feel like the other relationship around you, I feel like you guys have come to the end of the road, so to speak. That it's time, you've learned lessons from each other, and it's time to move on. Okay, let's see here. Let me refresh again so we get this up here. You know, guys, it's really, you know, when they guide me on subject matter to talk about for the show, and sometimes I know a day ahead, and sometimes I know 15 minutes before. Or I've had shows where I had it all planned out. I got notes typed up to make sure I don't forget anything. And then right before I go on air, I hear, no, today you need to talk about XYZ. And at first, when that first happened, I just totally panicked, you know. Okay, Jay's saying Tim is a name for Joni. Okay, just a second here. But anyhow, you know, when that first started happening, I totally panicked. But I've learned that I just go with the flow, that there's a reason for the subject matter and for it being changed or for me going ahead with the subject. Okay, so you're wanting to know with Tim. With Tim, I feel like that's the one I feel like there's going to be some real hard conversations coming up, but they need to be addressed. I feel like if you straighten out the communication and you guys get past the ego being hurt or bruised, I think if you guys are just level with each other, you know, because I feel the love there. So I think that the relationship can move forward, but it's going to take some very hard conversations. So know that, you know, you call on your angels anytime and ask them to guide you and show you. But again, if you approach the conversation of, you know, when he says something, say, this is how I took what you just said. Was that your intent? I think that some of the irritation or whatever between the two of you has to do with miscommunication. And that'll clear the air faster than anything. But again, you both have free will. But I just feel like you guys can get through this if that's what you truly want to do. Hopefully that helps, Joni. And thanks, Jay, for getting that information. I don't know why mine's still not refreshing here. I'm sorry. Let's see if I'll do it one more time, see if there's anything I'm missing. Okay, now I see it. Now I see Joni's tin. Okay. Anisha says, Yogi is a living counselor. Girl, you don't know the half of it. He's a pistol. He is an angel in disguise. I'm truly blessed to have him. In fact, he's turning 9 next week. I can't, oh, not 9. On the 9th, he'll be 11. So I'm excited. Let's see here. What else am I missing here? Give me just one more second. But yeah, Yogi's my baby. I say he has a short man's attitude because he thinks he runs the house, and he pretty much does. But there's times that I have to assert my authority and let him know that he may think he runs it, but there's times that he has to listen to me instead. But it works well. Again, I asked a psychic a long time ago. I said, "When am I going to meet the love of my life?" And this was like around September when I had asked the question. And the person that I asked said, "Well, I feel Christmas because I hear little bells, little jingle bell type thing." And I thought, okay. Well, it took me from September to December to realize they were talking about Yogi. Yogi had, as a puppy, he was so tiny, I didn't have a regular, I couldn't get a leash on him that was small enough. And the only collar that I could find for him was a little cat collar that had a little bell on it. And I remember I couldn't find him. And I called him over and I heard that little bell. And then I heard the psychic's voice in my head say, it's going to have around Christmas, the love of your life, because I hear the bells. And I knew then that it was Yogi, So he is one of my loves of my life, that's for sure. He's brought a lot of joy, a lot of panic, a lot of everything. So I'm blessed to have him. Those of you who have fur babies know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, let me do one more check here. Let's see if we've got anybody that I'm missing. I hate that. There, last week I had gotten offline and then saw somebody else's comment. So give it one more sweep through here. Again, I'd really appreciate, if you want to go over to the Oh My Angels website, which again is ohmyangels.com, and you can look up the angel scopes, and you can see the angel scopes for September listed there. And let me know what you think of the website. I really had it redone. That the guy that does it, he's just fantastic. I'm blessed to have him in my life as well. Okay, you guys, I think that's it, unless somebody is seeing something. Oh, now Joni says, and Mark. Let's see, was Mark? Well, that may be, I feel like Mark's maybe the one that's time to let go of. It feels like you guys have learned the lessons you've needed to learn from each other. So you'll have to trust your gut on that one. Okay. All right, you guys. As always, take what resonates with you from today's show. Let go of the rest. I want to thank Jay for producing my show. Thank all of you for showing up. I really appreciate it. And I highly encourage you all to stay tuned and listen to the amazing C.A. Brooks with her show here on One True Radio called Everyday Astrology. She is amazing, you guys. So if you get time, you need to listen to that. And until next Tuesday, sending each and every one of you blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.